And as Mara just told us, conventional wisdom and all those polls we talk about all the time were just plain wrong. Pollsters and pundits are wondering where they missed the mark. Here's NPR's Tovia Smith.
If nothing else, the misleading polls made for some exciting TV.
And Hillary Clinton's win, what a stunner.
Well, I think everyone is surprised about yesterday's primary results.
Lo and behold, she won. But why?
Pollsters and pundits are still trying to come up with ways to explain it. There's everything from Obama's place on the ballot, his name was printed 25 lines below Clinton's, to, well, you know how women can change their minds at the last minute.
Yesterday.
You decided yesterday.
Yeah.
Peggy Kelly is one of the nearly 20% of voters who woke up on primary day undecided. She had never really considered Clinton.
I never was a fan of hers, really.
But Kelly, a waitress in Manchester, says she started thinking about it after she saw Clinton's now famous Oprah-esque moment when the candidate seemed to let her guard down at a local diner and reveal a more vulnerable side.
This is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening.
She just seemed to come across softer. I always thought of her as very, I don't know, not that lovable. Stern, like, you know, but you like to know there's a gentle side to her, too.
For Kelly, the moment was as pivotal as it was poignant. She says she actually started to feel sorry for Clinton.
I did feel bad for her, to be honest with you. Because being a woman, it's kind of hard. Because you're always going to have these guys that are not going to vote for a woman, no matter how good she is.
So Kelly figured she would. And so, apparently, did many other women.
Well, women always make up their minds later than men. What was unique here was that they were back and forth, and so many of them described themselves as making last-minute snap decisions.
Democratic pollster Celinda Lake attributes most of yesterday's shift to women. In Iowa, Obama won among women, narrowly. In New Hampshire, as late as Sunday night, he was leading among women by 4 points. But the teary moment came after the last tracking poll. By the time votes were counted Tuesday night, Clinton was ahead with women by 12 points. In part, it was her well-tuned get-out-the-vote machine, but Lake says it was also her retuned, softer, gentler pitch.
I think what happened in New Hampshire is that Hillary Clinton became very comfortable with both a tough side and a soft side. She found comfort with the gender aspect of her campaign, and I think that appealed very much to women voters.
Some voters here in the very white and Yankee state of New Hampshire think there may be a racial element at work as well. Karen Danchik voted for Obama, but she suspects many others who claimed to support him didn't really.
Maybe they would like to feel that they're more willing to be accepting of all people than they really are when it comes time to fill in the bubble. They're not quite as ready to be as colorblind as they might think that they are.
I do think it's a problem.
Political psychologist Bethany Albertson from the University of Washington predicted a month ago that support for Obama was being overstated. Her research found that voters' stated preferences didn't seem to match up with what she measured as their unconscious feelings.
Even people who said that they supported Obama showed that they had an unconscious preference for Clinton or a bias against Obama.
There's been a lot of academic debate about the role of race in political polling, but Albertson says in a presidential contest in particular, race may still be one of the many dynamics that conspired to foil the pollsters trying to track yesterday's vote. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.